Test 5. Exercise 1, page 52. Recording 1.
Have you seen this, Angela? There's an article in the paper about the talk you gave at that conference last week.
Really? What does it say?
It seems that the journalist who wrote the piece was there and was pretty impressed.
What did they say exactly, Ernie?
Well, it says that our book is outstanding and that your words were very inspiring and should motivate others to carry out similar research that could help find cures and so on. Then, it briefly describes our boat and the voyage and some data we collected and so on, and says that the mayor and other dignitaries should be proud of us, as we are pioneers in our field. It's too bad they didn't include our photographs, though. We would have been happy to give them some.
Well, we'll be known by name rather than face then, I suppose. Here, let me read it.
Sure, here you are.
Recording 2.
The second heaviest man ever recorded in the world has just been transported for medical treatment to reduce his weight, after being confined to his bedroom for over 2.5 years. The man's weight had reached a whopping 610 kilos, and he is unable to move by his own means. Instead, part of his house had to be demolished and a special bed imported from the USA so that he could be forklifted out of the second floor. He was then taken by ambulance to a specially equipped military plane, which flew him to the capital for his treatment.
Recording 3.
In today's talk, I will continue on the theme of the economics of education. In particular, I want to bring your attention to some new research carried out at the University of Manchester in the UK. The researchers came up with an idea to pay for university education in a new way. They suggest that students should make a promise to pay 6% of their earnings from the age of 35 to 54, for example, and in return, they may study for the degree of their choice at no cost. The students' promises are then sold as a group to investors. So the universities get paid right away, and the investors get their money returned with a profit in the future when the students are working. Now, we will go on to discuss the pros and cons of this idea. Your thoughts, anyone?